This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
University of Kentucky livestock economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says the outlook for beef cattle in 2022 is robust, but there will be some challenges. Dr. Burdine says 2020 and 21 have not been the best years for beef cattle farmers.
Fundamentals have looked pretty good for us the last couple of years. But obviously COVID, you know, took most of that away in 2020. And then, you know, we basically watched feed prices double from 2020 to 2021. And, you know, anytime you're in a state like Kentucky where you move feeder cattle that are going to be, you know, placed on feed out west, feed prices have a big impact on their value.
Dr. Burdine says there are several positives heading into next year.
The cow herd continues to get smaller, you know. Exports have been very strong. You know, demand looks relatively strong. So I think we're going to see probably the best calf market next year that we've seen since about 2015 or 16. And these heavy feeder prices, so like, you know, seven weights and up, have actually been pretty strong the second half of this year. And I think they're going to get even stronger when we move towards, you know, next spring and summer.
He says the high cost of feed is causing some major concern.
First of all, there's just the cost element for those folks that are purchasing feed, you know, to supplement cows, or more often in Kentucky, it's more, you know, used for growing calves or something, backgrounding type operations.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
This is a farmer service announcement. If you're stuck in the routine of commodity beans, market fluctuations, and high input costs, I've got some news. I played that game for years. It's time for a change. That's what I'm doing with Benson Hill. I produce their high-protein, non-GMO soybeans for the growing plant-based protein market. I can get paid for both protein and bushels, which equates to a better ROI. They still have 2022 full production. Act of God contracts available. Call Benson Hill at 314-594-7624 or visit BensonHillFarmers.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK livestock economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says there is a secondary concerning factor.
It impacts the feed yard cost of gain. So, you know, as they look to place feeder cattle, they cannot pay as much for them. So you certainly can't ignore that.
He adds the future of beef cattle is directly connected to the corn crop.
It'll be interesting to me to see how acreage responds, you know, in the next, you know, year or two. And I think the other question is, you know, how sustainable are the grain export levels?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.